It has happened again. The United States has, as the lapdog of Israel, and with approval of big finance, acted in the interest of Zionists. The bombing of Syria is not in the interest of the American people, and it is definitely not in the interest of the people living in Syria. Trump has, like many American presidents before him, proved to be a puppet in the hands of Netanyahu and Rothschild. Greater Israel is to be created, no matter the price. And the central bank of Syria must be put under the control of the chosen people. You want us to believe that Assad is a sadist that would use gas for the purpose of exterminating his own people. That has been said before of brave and upright men that have fought against you for the sovereignty of their nation. It is starting to get old now. A growing number of people see right through you and your lying media. We in the Nordic resistance movement are sworn enemies to you and your goals by all available means. And with a long-term perspective, we will work towards regaining the power from the global Zionist elite who have economically and militarily occupied the greater part of our world. For the freedom of our Nordic nation, for Syria's and all the nations of the world's right to form their own destiny without your politics of divide and conquer. In this struggle, we view Bashar al-Assad as an ally. We stand with Syria! The Nordic resistance movement are going to bomb American soil. And
awesome. The Nordic resistance movement retaliates against NATO's bombing of Syria. It is, I'm just going to read this statement because we got it all nice and translated. It is a statement from Anders Rydberg, Nest leader of Nest One, and he says as follows. Because of the United States of America, Great Britain and France committing an illegal missile attack against Syria, Nest One, which is part of the Nordic Resistance Movement, has executed a retaliatory strike. Yesterday evening at 7 p.m., three Banger-class intercontinental ballistic missiles were fired from an undisclosed location in Stockholm towards American soil. Shortly thereafter, they went unnoticed past the American Patriot missile defense system and detonated on American soil. This was a precision bombing meant to weaken the illegal regime in the White House. It has come to our attention that an embassy official has suffered damage to the ears caused by the detonations, since the Americans never have shown the least bit of sympathy towards all the civilian casualties caused by their imperialistic wars. They should not be whining about one of their lackeys being slightly injured. Signed, Anders Rydberg. So yeah, the little snowflake in there, you got a bit of earache from the bombing raid by the Nordic Resistance movement.
I have to say, I was so damn proud of this movement when that happened. It was a perfectly executed political manifestation, you know. Hands down, the best of this year, I'd say almost. I think, yeah, best of this year.
Mm. Very spontaneous, very, you know, with the times and, you know, choosing a side. We have had banners during the week hung up that says boycott the USA and Israel. It is a little bit problematic because with Trump's dementia, he doesn't really have his voters, his supporters' support, so to speak, in these, show of power, you know, muscle flexes he does for Israel over there. So boycotting, you know, America, I don't know about it, but, you know, boycotting their policies, definitely, and boycotting Israel, definitely. So it is very nice to signal like this and be very clear about
it. The thing I like the most about this event is actually because this highlights the difference between people like us that are real national socialists and these like cucks on the alt-right. You know, the alt-right, Alternative for Sweden, and all these Trump idiots that have been, you know, chanting for Trump since day one, and, you know, every stupid thing he does, they're like, oh, this is this 4, 5, 6, 7, 8D chess. Mm-hmm. You know, they keep getting excuses. And a lot of people, and I think most national socialists, were critical from day one when it came to Trump. They were like, okay, yeah, at least he gives us a few laughs, but when he comes to office, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to get anything done. He's not going to get the wall built. He's not going to, you know, pull out of the Middle East. He's not going to do any of that because it's not going to happen. Everyone knew that he was a Zionist from day one. You know, he married his own daughter away to a Jew. He's been involved in all kind of Jewish things since, you know, forever. So how did anyone expect that this would be any different? And I said when the election was that Trump, during his first term, he's not going to build a wall because he might, you know, at the end of it all, he's going to start building a few feet of it somewhere. Mm. Or maybe, you know, during his whole first term, he's going to build some more patches of it. And he's going to use that as a way to get into the next term by saying, oh, look at my fellow citizens. God bless America. I built a little bit of a wall here. I'm going to finish it. And then all these idiots are going to take their herder, I voted, make America great hats again, and go and repeat, rinse and repeat. And there we go. Like, America, sorry, but your ship has sailed. You're a dying empire. And Americans should stop thinking that they're going to vote their asses out of this problem. They need to stop infighting and, you know, become a resistance. And unlike the rest of the people on this planet, you have a constitutional right to defend yourselves even. So, you know, I don't really understand why you keep thinking that things are not going to change, or things are going to change by keeping electing these same people in. And I'm not, you know, saying that anyone should do anything stupid, but at least wake up, stop thinking that these, you know, same old party Republican Democrats are going to do any change. Like, the more productive thing would be to start a new party, you know, that is completely fresh. Make a National Socialist Party and try to get a few seats with that and get things going.
Mm. Yeah, get in on the platforms and do your own policies, basically. And stop making excuses for Trump every time he breaks your heart, you know. Because, I mean, if you bombed Syria once, I mean, why are you going to forgive him for that? Now he's bombed Syria twice. So they're going to, I believe, some of these people that are a bit 4D chessy in their theories, they're going to forgive him in a few weeks, you know, once this all quiets down. Then no World War III, they'll be like, yes, Trump is choosing his prototype for the wall and still going to make Mexico pay for it, and, you know.
Yeah, like the Trump, I call them Trump fags. They're like, they're literally the same as, you know, your really cocked leftist who sees their, you know, favorite famous homosexual go rape a child, and then they kind of forget about it 2 weeks later and make, you know, excuses. It's the same. They call themselves, you know, oh, we're the alt-right, we're the new, you know, down with the Zionism, blah, blah, blah. Then Trump goes and, you know, he's the good guy of the Netanyahu, and bombs, you know, innocent people without any evidence anywhere across the world. He hasn't done anything. And these idiots are going to, you know, they're going to be a little bit hurt or angry. And 2 weeks later, they're going to make new Pepe memes. You know, that's the extent of their political opposition. It's pathetic.
Mm. Yeah, because they're saying that, oh, no, now Trump is losing his base. I don't think so. I think they're so gaslit into believing that this guy can make a difference, because there was a lot of legitimate energy in the election campaign, and that should have been used to build something real, not some sort of, you know, fanboy club for Mr. Trump, because he's in too deep with the Jews and has been from the get-go, so there is no hope there. And I like Giorgio Papailia's analogy of the rape scene in American History X. You know, that's what happened to Trump. And there's no way of getting out of that shower room. It's just going to continue into ad finitum.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you could see the writing on the wall. Like, seriously, on what planet does a guy who married off his daughter to a Jew become anything but a Zionist?
Mm.
You know, it's like expecting a parent with an adopted child from Africa to become a race realist. It's never going to happen.
No. No. She's been sacrificed. She's been, and he's been compromised. So that's about it. But yeah, very nice activism, very controversial. There were some incidents with the police. They're investigating this bombing of American soil. We'll see what they come up with. But we stand with Syria on this one.